All right. Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good conference so far. A lot of great things to learn. A lot of great people to meet. All right. So thank you for coming to this session. Before we get started, I just want to level set what I would like to talk about at this session. So I just stepped back and thought, what would be the typical implementation process of Microsoft PPM? And I thought about those five steps. Well, maybe some of those can be done in parallel. Maybe some of them could be done in a little different sequence. But this is how I thought about this, which is envisioning and planning. So before you implement the solution, you need to step back and think what you want to achieve, who are the key stakeholders, what types of reports they want to see, etc., etc. Then, once this all is nailed down, you may revisit the so-called the soft processes, meaning is everyone really understanding in the organization what you expect them to do? Once this is done, you can move on to the next step. Think about the tool deployment. I mean, Microsoft Project, for example. And you have obviously a choice between deployment, between on-premises or online deployment. I'll be focusing more on the online deployment, but I'm having a slide that links to all the TechNet information and talks about how to set up the on-premises environment if you want. The real core of this session is actually this highlighted step here that talks about how you marry the two together, meaning the tool and the methodology by the customer. I cannot go too much in depth, but I have built roughly 40 minutes of demos where I want to showcase some key components that could be really very easily customized even without coding. And then obviously the last step is user training and make sure that the adoption is skyrocketing versus plunging. So if you're here to hear about implementing, customizing, and extending Microsoft Project, you're in the right session. My name is Jan Kalis, and you can follow me on Twitter. I am working for a software company called UMT360. And I used to work for a different company before called Microsoft. So maybe that's why I'm also speaking about this topic, because many of the content I helped Microsoft to build. So let's get into it. Before we get into it, I'm just wondering, because I have been talking to some of you before we started. How many IT professionals we have here? So it's almost half of the room. Any project managers or project management office people? Okay, that's the other half. So I think this is a totally ideal situation. We have had two sessions focusing on Microsoft Project yesterday. How many of you were seeing those sessions? Okay, just a very few of you. Okay, so I will just do a very quick level set of what PPM is, and then point you out for additional resources to those sessions, because obviously they were recorded. And let me tweak my mic here. Sorry. I'm feeling I'm going up and down, so I'm doing okay. Okay, wonderful. Let me. All right, it's hopefully better now. So let's take a look about what is the PPM, what are the components of Microsoft PPM, and we'll go deeper into configuration, the typical entities. And I have roughly 40 minutes of demos ready for you. So if you can, please postpone the questions towards the end. And plus, from noon to 3 p.m., I will be at the Microsoft Project booth. So if you have any other questions, please come to see us to the Microsoft Project booth. We'll also touch on extensibility. I would like to show you some of the apps that are in the store and in the Office SharePoint store. And we also We'll speak a little bit about what is beyond PPM, how you can connect PPM to line of business, how you can think about application portfolio management, etc., etc. So what is PPM? So every organization may have different initiatives, different projects, and all those projects need to have some benefit associated with them. Why are you doing them? Why are you executing them? Does it make sense for your organization? How much additional revenue it will bring? How well it is aligned to your business processes or company direction? And these are the questions that PPM can help you answer. As you can see down here, when it says PPM delivers, executive alignment on strategy. That's something that Sajan showed yesterday, where you can run so-called portfolio analysis, where Project Server or Project Online will make a suggestion of the best project portfolio based on your cost or resource constraints. You can, of course, manage risks, so you can very quickly act on changes. You can build some beautiful portfolio reporting, and I hope that we will be building some of those today. And you, of course, through extending the system or the visibility into the system to all the stakeholders, you can increase visibility and communications. Because Microsoft Project is building on top of SharePoint and Office 365. So you can use technologies like SharePoint Online or SharePoint or Link Online to increase the level of communication. And Yammer or Enterprise Social is an obvious communication vehicle for project management. Well, we are not saying that you have to definitely start on the high end. What we see typically in organizations is that when organizations are embracing the notion of portfolio management, it takes time to get to the high-end PPM. And so regardless, if your organization is managing projects ad hoc, if some of you are so-called ad hoc project managers, you can use Office 365 because Office 365 offers through SharePoint Online all the capabilities that you need. And then if you're in the formal and the high-end PPM space, you can add on Project Online or install Project Server and run the high-end PPM requirements that your organization needs. So unfortunately, we don't have too much time to go through that content, but I will point you to these three resources. There were two sessions done yesterday, Project and Portfolio Management in the Cloud by Sajan Perihar, where he talked about Project Online, and he demoed the portfolio analysis and many other things, including some aspects of reporting. This session will be available on my PC once the recording is processed. Another session that will be available at my SPC is efficient planning and reporting through Project Pro for Office 365. So this is more of a project desktop, and they showed how you can connect Project Pro or Project Professional to SharePoint Online or Office 365. And as I mentioned, there's a dedicated project booth at the expo hall. At the project conference, I have taken a photo of Mike Fitz, and I thought this would be a great addition to this slide where I want to set some key terms. What is Microsoft Project? So Microsoft Project is a modern, it's pretty much a brand of modern products that exist either on-premises or online. And then we also in this session talk about PPM or Microsoft PPM. Microsoft PPM is a solution that comprises of one or more project products. Typically, it is the Project Server, Project Online, or maybe Project Desktop for the project managers, etc., etc. And happy to talk to you more about this on the booth. All right. So let's go deeper. What are the components? So when we try to break down the PPM solution into individual components, what those could be, what might be the needs, how these individual components map to your company needs. So You might be managing programs. So those programs are overarching initiatives of individual projects. Typically, projects go through life cycle from capture through selection, planning, managing, to evaluation or measuring. And so that's exactly what the demand management or life cycle component is all about. And I touched on twice already on the portfolio selection, where you should be able to choose the best projects that really maximize the return on investment. And that's, of course, also out of the box in the Microsoft PPM. Reporting, executives typically look for rich reportings that are available across devices, anytime, anywhere, etc. And the good news is that Microsoft PPM actually leverages the power of the Microsoft Business Intelligence Stack. So if you want to use technologies like Excel Online or Power BI or SQL Server reporting services, as it was demonstrated yesterday, you can. And I'll be showing how to build some nice reports in Excel Online and Power BI. I already mentioned that team collaboration and social interaction within the team members throughout the project and portfolio management life cycle in the organization is really important. And because Microsoft PPM literally built on top of SharePoint, it pulls in SharePoint. For every project that you create, the project online or project server will create a corresponding project site where you can store all the artifacts, you can share documents, you can manage risks, issues, etc., etc. And it's all SharePoint, so you can very easily extend it by workflows and add any other types of lists that will track the information that you need to keep tracking and be on top of. I mentioned issues and risks, another very important component that whenever someone identifies an issue or risk, they will file it in the system, and you can set up either formal or informal process for submitting, let's say, a change request, or how do you manage those risks and issues. Then typically, projects have project schedule. So you can decompose the project into set of tasks that are somehow linked. They pull in resources, or they are assigned to individual resources that could be either work resources or material resources. And you, as a project manager, or project managers typically build this schedule, publish it into the system, and then, of course, as you can imagine, when the project gets selected and is in the planning or managing phase, then the resources can come back, fill out their timesheets, and submit their actual work back to the project manager. Resource management, that's also a very important piece, because when you think about how companies manage resources today, many organizations do timesheeting. How many of you collect timesheets within organizations? All right, so it's half of you. Timesheets are a great thing, don't get me wrong. But the challenge with timesheets is that you typically get the information what the people did last week. But how do you know what the resources are going to do next week, in 2 weeks? And so here we're talking about reactive versus proactive resource management. And project and portfolio management can help you manage resources proactively. So if you identify some excess capacity within your organization, you can reassign those resources to do something that will bring some additional value to your organization. Financial management. Many organizations really connect Microsoft PPM with line of business applications to get financial transparency across the entire portfolio. Speaking about those individual components, think about those as tiles. And there are two things. It's, in theory, a double-edged sword. On one hand, the PPM solution is really rich. On the other hand, it also requires some careful planning and visioning, because implementation is a journey. It's not something that you turn on one day and the second day entire organization will be using the system. So let me go back to my five-step decompositioning of the typical implementation. And I would like to touch on these three now, and I would like to show you some pointers on how to do envisioning, planning, PPM methodology implementation, and user training and drive adoption. Well, to me, this is all about some additional services that you can get from either Microsoft or project and portfolio management partners. Microsoft has a special arm of consulting, so Microsoft has consulting services that can help you really do the envisioning. Also, Microsoft PPM has a network, extensive network of partners who can help you envisioning. Maybe if you decide that you want them to implement the solution, they can do that as well. If you ask them to train your employees, they can do that as well. They can help you build the training, etc., etc. So there is a lot that can be done through this well-trained and well-knowledgeable field that is backing Microsoft PPM. If you are SharePoint partner, you can of course get trained and pass all the exams and requirements to become a PPM partner. And there are many case studies that Microsoft built with SharePoint partners, how they realize some additional business, how they can grow their business through adding PPM. If you want to learn more about either becoming partner or if you want to search for partner, the easiest link is microsoft.com/project. And then when you click partners, you can search through Pinpoint. All right, so we talked about the first two and the last one. Now let's touch on decision. Do I go on premises? Do I go online? And if I go on premises, how do I install my servers? What do I do? So I'd like to, again, provide a slide with number of resources. So this first resource and this additional, another resource here, they will help you with deciding going online on, or on premises. The session ROI, accelerating your time to value with Project Online, was a session presented at the Microsoft Project Conference by Todd Haas and Cindy Lewis, industry experts, they talked about what is the value going online. So this is relatively high level, so if you're looking for high level content, then this is it. And all the sessions from the Microsoft Project Conference, there was over 135 sessions at the conference, are available at the channel line. So you can see the URL, channelline.msdn.com/events/project/2014. The white paper on the very top that I highlighted, it's a rather technical, deep comparison, one by one, what is the difference between the on-premises and online solution. And of course, if you decide to deploy the server on-premises, then TechNet is really key for all this information. And obviously, we have some training modules available as well, and there were other sessions at the project conference that talk about this topic. So hope everyone will get their questions answered. So let's really get into the meat here, and let's talk about PPM configuration and how it will meet the methodology. So how do you plug in the methodology part and the technology piece? Well, of course, it depends. Well, what I mean by that, there might be different methodologies. There might be prints to PMI, some parts of your organization
might be using Agile. And so, of course, there's no one right answer on how to do it. But I at least want to demonstrate some of the concept, how you can really easily customize Microsoft Project Online. And I will be focusing on Microsoft Project Online here during my demos, and everything what I'm showing here could be obviously done in Microsoft Project Server 2013 as well. I want to focus in this set of demos on four core aspects. If you're new to Project Online, I just want to quickly show you how to get started, and then we go into how to capture some additional project metadata that can bubble up in reporting that you can use to group your views by, how you build reports, and how the demand management or the project lifecycle could be built and defined using the tools that Microsoft offers. Okay? So let's take a look at the first demo. I call it the basics. All with me so far? All good so far? I am sometimes joking that I have Eastern accent because I'm originally Czech, so I'm from Europe, so it's Far East. But not that far, right? But okay. So let me log in to my Project Online tenant, and I will also launch this beautiful tool that is called Zoomit, so I can zoom in. So this is my Project Online tenant that I called I Love Project Online. And in this example, I have administrative privileges. So I can, for example, go to licensing, and I can see all the subscriptions that are available on this environment. And you can see that I have Project Online with Project Pro, which is a combination of the server functionality, the PPM functionality, if you will, and the desktop scheduling offered from Microsoft through Office 365. And you can also see that I have Office 365 E3. Project Online could be purchased or added on either to many existing Office 365 SKUs, including this E3 or E4 SKUs, or it could be also purchased separately. If I go back to my dashboard, because I have Project Pro for Office 365, then I may also want to download the software, the stream, the Project Pro. Have someone of you heard about the Office 365 Pro Plus SKU that Microsoft offers? It's pretty much the desktop applications like Word, Excel, and PowerPoint delivered through the cloud, through the new technology that is called Click to Run. And you can get Project Pro for Office 365 the same way. So I just clicked on install software, and you can see that I can, on this page, I can click install. It will stream the application to my computer. It takes several minutes. It's very quick. The last thing that I want to show you here in the admin page is that once I have the right licenses, I obviously can assign them to individual users. And let me see what I have, what types of licenses I have here. And you can see that I have assigned to myself Project Online and Project Pro licenses. And if I have the Project Online license assigned to the user, then the user would see the link projects here on the top navigation. If you won't assign that license, the link project won't be there. Depending on how many other licenses the user you assign to the user, so typically if you assign Exchange license to that user, then the project link gets pushed into this ellipsis menu. So please don't freak out. The project might be there, but try to open the ellipsis menu on the top because that's exactly where your project's link might be. And if I click on projects, then I'll get into so-called Project Web App. And you can see, and from here on, it's pretty much the same as Project Server. If you have seen Project Online or Project Server in the past, you're probably familiar with all those tiles that allow you to start creating projects quickly, or you can go to your project portfolio. And even from here, we showcase how you can download Project Pro for Office 365 if you have that right license. What is new, there is a tile that navigates directly to the online help article that step by step shows you how to start creating projects, how to start creating resources or adding people. What is great here is that it's not just a text, but there's also an interactive video that you can play that really shows you how to get started. All right? So this is the end of the first demo that was just meant to be a quick overview how, if you're new to online, what to do to make it work, if you will. These are additional resources. Here is a direct link to the online getting started if you need that link. And there was also a dedicated session for getting started at the project conference. So feel free to watch that session if you want. It's a full session that will show you how to get started. And of course, we'll be showcasing some of the concepts that I have shown you today. All with me so far? Good pace, can we continue? Okay. In the next demo, I would like to show you how you capture some additional project metadata. What I mean by that, I will explain maybe in the demo because it's easiest to show. I've just opened so-called Project Center. So the Project Center is a central view, central repository for all projects that are in the system. Because I'm an administrator, I can see all those projects. And you can see, obviously, here are project names. And there are some additional project information. What I mean by that, project department, project health, risk rating, ROI, etc., etc. And those are components that we call enterprise custom fields that could be very easily added to the system. And this is one of the first starting points that you can, based on the methodology requirements, start adding to your system to customize it, to tie it more with the methodology within your organization. And I'll show a little later how we can use all these custom data to bubble up in reporting. Okay? So another thing that you notice here, we have project department. So how, and I'll talk about how you create values for those individual metadata. But here is another component that allows you to create new projects. And we'll be talking about those so-called enterprise project types a little later. So this is another form of customization of Microsoft PPM that allows you to create templates for different project types within your organization. I won't explain now because I will explain it a little later, but I will just go to this new product development, and as soon as I click this, it should open the page that allows me to capture some additional information. For example, total cost, total benefits. These are, again, custom fields or maybe departments. And in the case of departments here, you see that you have a pick list that you can choose from. So let's take a look how this could be done, how this is done on the back end, if you will. So there is a notion of so-called PWA settings or Project Web App settings. Maybe I'm using too many terms here. PWA, Project Web App, it's the web front end of the Microsoft PPM, if you will. It's just the web UI. It's like Excel Online, the web UI for Excel when you render reports on the web. So I will go to PWA admin, and in PWA admin, in this first demo, we will focus on enterprise data. So here, this first link, well, it's actually the first link that is important in this, during this demo. It's called Enterprise Custom Fields and Lookup Tables. So once I click this, you will see two tables. The first is so-called Enterprise Custom Fields. Those are exactly the ones that we have seen a minute ago in the view, like project departments, resource departments. We have seen the ROI here. We have seen total cost, total benefits, etc. But here is also so-called lookup tables. It's a definition of that pick list that you have seen a second ago for department. So if I open this project department here, then very shortly we can see the definition, and there are different scopes that this entity could live at, either project, so it's like it's a project metadata, or resource, or task. And when you create the enterprise custom field here, all the project managers would be able to see that. You can also make it required if you want. And in this example, it's just a text, and it's linked to a lookup table that is called department. We'll talk about formulas and graphical indicators in the next example, and in this case, this field is not required. So, if I would like to change some of those, I want to break down IT into two additional departments. I want to capture projects for specifically for IT data center and for IT operations. How would I do it? Well, I will just add, I will go to the corresponding lookup table, which is department, and right here, I'll scroll here, and right here, you can see the same values that we have seen in the pickup in the pick list minute ago. So I will add two values here. I said data center, and I will say operations. And of course, we want to align this. We want to change the outline so it sits below IT. And we can also change the separator. Let's keep the minus sign here. And if I save, then once the changes will be posted, then I can obviously go back. And when I create a new project, then what we expect to see additional two fields below IT for project department. So there we go, and you see we can open it, and it's right here. So it's you see that these things are relatively easy to build, but again, they need to be well planned. Let me show you something more exciting, because you say, well, this is pretty basic, but okay, let's go into more exciting type of fields, like for example, this return on investment. This return on investment field is a calculated field. And you saw that we are capturing two additional custom fields, total benefits and total cost. And you can create return, you can calculate return on investment from total cost and total benefits. If you don't trust me, you can Bing it, and if you read the Wikipedia article, you will find that the same formula that is showcased right here. So this is ROI, the entity project, but this time it's a number, and it has a formula, and as you can see here, the formula is total benefits minus total cost divided by total cost. So in other words, if I'm investing $100 to my project, that will bring me another $100, then the return on investment is zero, right? Because 100 minus 100 is zero, so zero divided by 100 is zero. If I will get, however, $200 as a benefit, then the ROI would be 1, right? Because it's 200 minus 100 divided by 100. Okay, so that's the basic formula behind it. But you've seen this nice graphical indicator behind it, how that is done. It's another out-of-the-box magic, if you will, because here you can say that, well, we either display the raw data, meaning the number, which won't be too exciting to see 2.11. Well, maybe for some people it would be more exciting than those graphical indicators. But you can also assign those graphical indicators and say, when this number is less than 1, then it's red. If it's between 1 and 2, yellow, and it's up to you how you define those triggers. And if it's greater than 2, then it's green. Okay? Does it make sense? So if I go back here, and for example, if I hover over here, you see, oh, payroll system upgrade, 0.35. Not good. Okay, so this is how you create the formula custom field. But the next question, once you create this field, it may not be available in the default views. So I would like to show you how I can add a custom field to this view. The ROI is there already, risk rating is already there, but there's one custom field that is not yet displayed, which is called Project Health. And for simplicity, it's Project Health here. For simplicity, this is just manually entered project custom field, so the project manager is filling that field. Or maybe there might be some form that you built that will assess the right value. So how do I add this project health? Well, to my project center. So I go back to PWA settings, and I will focus now on, I pressed the wrong button here, Alt-Tab, I meant Alt-1. I will focus on the look and feel, and especially manage views link. So I'll take a look into manage views, and there's a number of different views by category. So if you're looking at the project details themselves, so if you're seeing the individual tasks, these are the views. However, we are on the previous page here, we are, and you can, don't click too much, Jan, sorry. So right here we are in Project Center, and the view that we are seeing now says project details, right? So in order for me to add an additional field to this view, I need to add it to the project details view. So I'll go back, and I will open my project details, which is this one. And in the project details, you see that we can not only choose the fields that we want to display, but we also can show, we also can predefine the filtering or grouping for this view. But the field that I want to add is called, is it called Project Health or is it called Health? I'm sorry, it's already there. Project Health, okay, oh, wonderful. So it's already here. So again, right here you can remove it. You can customize it. So let's say if I don't want to display risk rating and ROI, then I can remove it. Thank you so much. And I can hit save. And if I go back to my previous view, I will refresh. And you see that the field that I wanted to have removed are gone, or if I want to add some field, I can do the same thing. Okay, makes sense? All right. So this is just, again, a concept. There is more available on TechNet and MSDN, and there is definitely more available from partners who have extensive books and training. So if you just search, let's say, Amazon.com for book about Microsoft Project, you will find a number of interesting resources. Let me move on to even more exciting topic, which is building reports. Because I spoke to some of you before the session, and almost everyone mentioned reporting, building nice reports. So let's go into, before we go into the demo, there are two ways how you can consume or display reports. The ones are intended for project managers. So if project managers are using Project Pro for Office 365 or Project Professional, that's the app where they schedule the project, the newest version has built-in reports that are Excel-like, are easy to change and define. And on the session yesterday done by Doug Wellesby and Yaya Haq, SPC 262, they were demonstrating this capability. So we are not going into that at this session, but I want to demonstrate how you build the portfolio report from Project Online or Project Service Data. So let me switch back to my demo machine and let's get started. So this is my, and I'll switch to desktop here because I'll be using Excel, so I won't be flipping back and forth. So if I go to, again, the project view, you can see, again, this is the same view that we've seen before, but right here on the left, and this is something that I've already added to the navigation bar, and this is, by the way, very easy to do because you just click Edit Links, and you can add any links to that left navigation bar as you want. So I've already added portfolio overview, and that's one type of report that I would like to show you how to build. So this one, just not only you're able to slice data or filter data using the slicers here, and you can see that all the data below refresh. And in this report, we are, of course, using the fields or the metadata that we defined the structures for in the previous demo, which is the project risk rating. We also bubble up just the projects that have red or yellow health. We also show the ROI, etc., etc., and we also show some risks from the project sites. So this is one type of report that I will showcase the principle of how to build that. Another report is, and that previous one was using 100% Excel Online, this one is using the power of Power BI. There's one interesting capability in Power BI that you can, if you have enough data dimensions and the data somehow change over time, you can build those nice, flashy, and moving charts. And so that's another type of report that we will be building. And the last but not least, many organizations just look at the classical type of, I would say, line item type of reports that have some graphical indicators on individual data. So here we have the risk rating. We see some flags around if the project is on track or no, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So this is what we are going to build in this demo. Before I go into the demo, I would like to show you what Microsoft Project Online or Project Server offers out of the box in terms of reporting. And so if I want to go into reports, I just click reports here, and you're routed to the BI center that is under the Project Web App instance. And here you have pretty much many choices, but we are going to talk only about those first two. So in the reports, by default, you will get, by language, three reports. I have created a custom folder where I saved all those reports that I just showed you so that they're not in one folder. So these three reports are out of the box. And because there's just a very few custom fields that are shipped out of the box, there's, for example, no ROI that is out of the box. There's no total benefits, total cost fields. And if you want to add those fields to the report, you would need to manually add them. And I'll show you in the next demo how to do it. The easiest way to get started with reporting is either use one of those and customize them or change them, or you can get to all the data that Project Online offers through so-called OData. If you would be using on-premises solution, you can also use so-called ODBC, which is direct access to the reporting database. that project server is building. So right here, I say I want to get the English data sources, and I click, let's say, so you see here that if you get, you can get instantly access to different entities, assignments, issues, projects, resources, timesheets, task data, etc. So if I click on my projects link here, it opens in Excel, and I'll show you what it's actually doing, what it is opening. We'll go a little deeper into how you customize that URL. And if I enable this, I have a choice. Excel asks me, how do you want to display the data? Well, let's choose the basic. Let's display it just as a table. So what it will do, it will kind of dump, if you will, the projects table into Excel. So just so you know what happened. From Excel, we queried Office 365 and or our Project Online instance that lives in Office 365, and we pulled in all this data that has all the details. It's not sexy yet, if you will, but we'll get there. And if not, that what happens in Vegas. No, it's just a bad joke. Okay, so I'll go to data connections, and now it's becoming a little bit more geeky, so my apology, but I hope that it will be exciting. So this is the core of the URL that extracts the data that you see in Excel. So what I will do, I'll just copy this, and I know it's small, so what I have already done before, I actually pasted it to Notepad, so you can see what's going on here. So we are accessing our PWA instance, and there's a special web service that is called Project Data that returns number of interesting entities that we can report on. So if I just copy this portion of the URL, if I only can know my keyboard shortcuts, so Control C, then I'll paste it into my browser, and what it returns is an XML representation of all the other entities that are offered by this web service. So if I want to go to projects, and we would see the entire projects table. So we would see all the fields that exist for one individual project. So this is pretty much from here on, this is data about one individual project. Hold on, we'll get there. There is another very interesting aspect that you can, for example, change the language, because the web service returns data in different languages. Not that we would translate your core data, but we do, Project Online also has a number of those, we call them, or Microsoft calls them intrinsic fields, meaning fields that are out of the box available in the product. Like, for example, name of the project, start date, finish date, percent complete, etc. And so those are translated in this feed. So I would encourage, if you are creating these URLs, then please make sure that you include the language that you want the data to be returned in. All right. So I did English. So I'll keep with English. And what you can also do, because we don't want to include everything in our report, we just want to include specific fields. And in this example, we will include only enterprise project type, which is the type of the project name, finish date, project cost, project work, and our custom field, ROI. So if we created the custom field before, and if you want to include it in the report, you need to manually edit here. Okay, so I'll just copy this and paste it again in the browser. I'm too bad in Control C, Control V this morning, so hopefully, okay, this worked. So you can see that for every project, we see the enterprise project type name and the rest of the data that we wanted to display, okay? So now, This is probably not something that you can show to your executive, correct? So let's take a look how you can beautify this. So I will use Excel, and I'll create a new sheet, empty one, and I'll go into the data tab, and right here in the from other sources button, I can select from OData feed. That's exactly the URL that we just created. Okay, so once again, data from other sources from OData feed, and I will just paste our URL that we just created, that we just saw in the browser. It's the same thing into Excel. It says, oh, hey, you're looking into the projects table. That's exactly what we are. And again, let's display this as a table. And what we are expecting that it returns just those six fields that we wanted. Okay, please ignore the negative cost that we have here. And anyone using negative cost in your organization? No? Okay, so please ignore this here. So the first thing that I want to show you here is how to add those individual indicators here for project work and ROI. So in the ROI column, this is the same data that we have seen in the project center. We want to add some so-called conditional formatting. And in this case, it's icon set, and it's maybe this round one. But for it to make work, we need to make a custom one. So what we need to say, we need to specify the same formatting as we had in project server. So when the value, and we probably need to reverse the icon order. This was it. So when the value is larger than 2, then display this green one. When it's between 1 and 2, display the yellow one, right? So this would be the ultimate formula. And if I hit OK, it will obviously change all these, or it will add those indicators. Similarly, you can also add conditional formatting for the work. So for example, if there is some rule in your organization that if the project has more than 2,000 hours of work, we need to flag it somehow. So that's something that you can build here in Excel as well. Okay. One thing, pretty straightforward, pretty easy. So let's go into something more exciting. As we brought the data in, you have probably noticed this small icon that is back here that allows me to, on the fly, pretty much create different charts that aggregate the data. These are pivot tables, and some people don't know how to... it's the concept of creating pivot tables, and who of you guys master pivot tables, you probably would agree that it's not straightforward to start building a pivot table. But here, Excel 2013 will suggest the layout of the pivot table and content based on the data. So for example, here we see summary of project work by enterprise project type. So now we see that in new products development, the work to projects in new products development are the highest from our organization. So let's keep this. And I just clicked on it. Excel automatically created this chart for me. And of course, you can change some formatting here if you want. So you can make it this bluish. What is really nice here is that there are so-called slicers that you can add. And I'll just add this timeline slicer. I'll link it to my finish date. And make it little, resize it quarters, and what you can do now is that you can pretty much filter the data on the fly based on the finish date or start date or any date information of those projects. Okay. Another technology that I showcased, another report that I showcased before, was the Power BI. So how do I do it? I just have my data selected. That's the easiest way to do it. I go to Insert. Power View. And what it actually does, it will create a table in Power View that shows me the same data, but I don't want to display this as a table. I would like to display this as the scatter chart. So I just switched it to scatter chart. I probably need to do some tweaks in what fields and how the fields are displayed. So I'll switch project name and details here, okay? And let's see if it works. So if I hit the play button, then the coolness of this report really depends on how the data look and how the data are spread in time, if there's an overlap, et cetera, et cetera. But just to give you the concept, conceptually, how this works, okay? So I've built my typical indicators. We have this interactive chart, and we also have this slicer here. So now, how do I make it available for everyone for Project Online? Well, the easiest way is, of course, to save this. And I will save this to my custom library. And I'll call this workbook SPC. I will hit save. And it's saving, and it should be publishing, uploading to SharePoint. Perfect. So let's go back to our reports. English, custom, and here we have our SPC file. You can see that you can preview individual components right from here. Wonderful. Or we can, of course, open it in the browser in Excel Online. So that's, I think this is the usual thing that you know from SharePoint or Excel services. If I go back to my sheet 2, obviously this interactivity works here as well, so you can filter by specific finish date, or if you want to play this interactive chart, it may take a minute for the silver line to load, but here we are, and the interactivity is there in the browser as well. So what we've done in this demo, I showed you what is out of the box in Project Online and how you create a custom report that that contains some of the custom data like the ROI and what are the ways of displaying this. Okay? Does this make sense? Yep. Could we move on? All right. So here are a list of business intelligence resources. So what I showed you is also captured in a number of those training modules and MSDN. There are a number of sessions from Project Conference that I encourage to see. The real-world reports and the business intelligence infrastructure deep dive are both really on my top of the list. So let's move on into the project lifecycle. What is project lifecycle? Well, the projects typically go through different phases. This is just a sample. Create, where you capture all the information. Selection, where you make the decision go or no go. Start planning, assigning them to resources or making the project plan final. And then in the manage phase, all the resources come back to you as a project manager and they report the work. And so how do you configure, how do you create this in Project Online or project server. Let's roll the demo here. So let me close my, by the way, have you guys been on the party in the racetrack? Yeah, I've taken a few photos for my desktop, close-ups of those cars that were displayed there, and it turned out pretty cool. So that's just a memory on the party for on Tuesday. All right, I'll open my Project Online in different browsers, so you can see that this is definitely multi-browser. And when I go back to my Project Center that you've seen before, you may have noticed that the projects are grouped by different phases: create, select, plan, manage. So that's exactly this is a sample data that corresponds to the sample that I've showed you before. So if I go, for example, to this payroll system upgrade, then in the payroll system upgrade project, as it opens, here's some workflow visualization. This is out-of-the-box workflow visualization. There are partner solutions that give you richer workflow visualization, like, for example, this. This is an app that is available in the store, so you can get it now. And you can see where the project is in the lifecycle, and based on the lifecycle, you can also define what is the metadata, what is the information that you want the project manager to capture. And in this example, we can see project details here, which is the link here on the left-hand side. And this will just show the high-level project information, including justification, total benefits, total cost, ROI, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, this is just a SharePoint page. We call this PDP, or project detail page, that could be where you can add very easily some additional fields. And so if you want to edit this page, and in this case I would do it for all projects, and I can hit edit web part. It's a special web part that comes with Microsoft PPM, where you can choose what fields will be displayed in this page. So it's pretty straightforward to change as well. There are some other settings that are available in the PWA settings, and they are grouped into this left lower hand category called workflow and project detail pages. All those allow you to create different artifacts for different phases and stages of the workflow. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time today to go end-to-end through this, so I'll show you some resources that will help you really walk through end-to-end how you build those workflows and how you create phases, stages, assign them to enterprise project types. But what I want to showcase here is that this is pretty much how many of you know SharePoint Designer? How many of you heard about SharePoint Designer? Great. Almost all of you. So that's great news, because the great news is that you can build a workflow for Microsoft PPM right in SharePoint Designer. And this is exactly the workflow that I've shown you in the Project Center, where we go through different stages and there are different transitions. You can read and write certain project data, including your custom field. So maybe what you can create, you can maybe create a custom workflow that will reject all projects whose ROI is lower than 2, maybe. It's just up to you. It's just up to the methodology that you're using. And obviously, as you know, SharePoint Designer works well with Visio, and so you can either export the existing workflow into Visio, or you can even create the workflow in Visio, import it into SharePoint Designer, and publish it to Project Online or Microsoft PPM. That's the same concept that you would do for SharePoint. This is something that was enabled in Project Online and Project Server 2013 and was not available before. Okay? Does it make sense? So this was just a quick fly-through. Let me show you some additional resources that you can follow up on how to build project lifecycle. There is a training module on TechNet that is dedicated only to this demand management or project lifecycle. And there are step-by-step guides on MSDN. And there were, of course, great sessions at the project conference that you can access through Channel 9. There's also a white paper called Hitchhiker's Guide to Demand Management that was built by an MCS consultant out of France, Stephen Hayden. And he delivered one of those sessions. Which one was it? Designing project, that's the second session. So PC 3-9, that's the session that he delivered at the project conference. So I definitely encourage you to check those out. And obviously the deck is available on my SPC, so feel free to grab all those resources. All right, so this pretty much finishes the the bigger portion of the demo, and we talked about how to quickly get started in Project Online. We showed how you can create some custom metadata, how you can surface them in reporting, and we also showed just very quickly how you can build project lifecycle and workflows for your project lifecycle. There's one really powerful capability that was added to Office 365 and the latest versions of Microsoft Office, which is the new extensibility model. And I don't want to cover too much of this because there were dedicated sessions at the SharePoint conference that talk about SharePoint Online, or Office 365, or Project, or Word, Excel, PowerPoint extensibility. What is a key takeaway that I would like you to leave with is that all what you learn about new extensibility for SharePoint Online or Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Word applies to Microsoft Project as well, because we are part of that new extensibility, or these products are part of the new extensibility model as well. And there's a number of solutions that are already up in the Office Store that you can very easily either try or purchase that instantly add some added functionality. Let me show you some of those. All right, so I'll go to back to my computer, and this time I will launch the Microsoft Project Desktop. That's the application that I haven't launched yet. So this is the Project Manager's world. And project managers typically manage their projects in this application. You can see that we have created a timeline here that you can lets you scroll through through the data. But there is a great add-on or application that is available through the store. And how do I go into the Office Store? You just click on the Project tab, Apps for Office, and you can click See All and find more in the store. And this webpage will talk about apps for Office. And you can see that there's Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, Project, SharePoint, and Word. And all those project apps, although those are all the apps that currently exist in the store from partners, from PPM partners who built and published those apps. So let me go back to Microsoft Project and add this task analyzer. Sensei's task analyzer is looking contextually at individual tasks that you as a project manager select and shows you some warnings or gives you some pointers. Like, for example, well, this task is missing predecessors. Well, of course, because it's the first task in the plan. So from my perspective, it is okay. Or, well, this task has a scheduling log, lag, so it could be, it could run sooner than it's actually running, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of different types of checks that you can set. And by the way, of course, because if you know the, if you're a developer and if you know the extensibility model, this is all JavaScript. So this is one of the app examples within Microsoft Project Desktop. Let me move to Project Server and show you some of the examples here. I'll close this and reopen. That's probably the easiest way how you can get there. So now, how do you add an app? Well, the same way as if you would be adding an app for SharePoint. If you haven't done it, just you can go to the gear menu and say add an app, and you may have already pre-installed a bunch of those. Or you can go directly to the SharePoint store, and what I usually do here is that I select the project management category, not education, but project management. And there's a number of milestone trend analysis. There's a bulk edit. By the way, this is an app that was built by Martin out of Near Baseline from Australia, and he was one of the speakers for Project Conference. He actually showed how to build something like that. So that's it's further down in the resources as well. Solvin, and other apps by Campana and Schott, EPM pools from Fluent Pro, etc. So there's a lot of apps that, that you can add. I will show you a few of them. So I have already added up called EPM Pulse, and this EPM Pulse is an app that was built by a company that is here on the show floor as well, and you can on the fly create dashboards that will report the project data. So you can of course edit it, you can add widgets. It's pretty nicely done, interactive, and shows different aspects of your project data right here through this app. So this is reading real data, and talk to the company if you want there on the expo floor here. Another interesting application is, for example, the Solvin app that very nicely and interactively allows you to track some additional work. And if you want to add the app, it asks you about permissions, and if you trust it, you can say, I trust it. It will get deployed to your site, and once it's deployed, this app will allow you to track some ad hoc work, and you can link it to existing tasks and existing projects. And so if maybe you have phone call, you can start a timer, if you will, and it will clock and it will show you automatically the progress. So I just launched the app, and here my new activity will be, let's say, speaking. All right, I can link it to existing project task, and now it's running. I can pause it. Okay, I'm speaking back to the customer, and cetera, and cetera. So, well, you can say that this company is out of Germany, out of Berlin, actually. All right, so this was just a sneak peek into the Office Store and to existing apps, and I definitely encourage you to explore those apps because they're really powerful. This is an entire slide that talks about extensibility for Microsoft Project. Again, as I mentioned, stunning sessions from the Project Conference that talk just about extensibility, some of those done by MVPs, many of them done by the engineering people who actually build that APIs in Microsoft Project. So really great content to review. So now, what is beyond traditional PPM? We haven't touched on innovation process management. That's an interesting area where organizations can collect some ideas from within the organization and have some social aspects around voting and promoting individual ideas, and maybe then if the idea is great, promote them to a real project. Integrating with line of business applications. That's very, very common need, and there are partners out of Germany, TPG and Campana in short, who both have applications in the store, but they both have applications that link with SAP, and they're both certified by SAP. Financial intelligence. So if you want to add financial transparency, there are partner solutions that allow you to do exactly that on top of Project Server. Application or now changed a little bit to application development lifecycle management. There is a out-of-the-box integration between Microsoft Project Server and Team Foundation server. So if you want to connect the developer and project manager's world, you can do that as well. If you want to even step further and go into the enterprise portfolio management where you manage high-level lifecycle of applications, IT services, products, and of course projects, then there's a number of partner solutions out there for this as well. And I'm happy to talk to you about this at the booth a little later today. So what I have talked about during this session, I just level set very briefly and talked about project and portfolio management. We looked at the core components of Microsoft PPM. We went through several demos on how to capture metadata, go through BI and create reports, and we touched on lifecycle management. And also I showed you how developers can benefit from the new application model and how you as end users can benefit as well by just not building the app in-house or not by building the functionality in-house, but leveraging in an agile manner some add-ons that are available in the Office Store. And we also talked about what is beyond PPM. So these are the key resources to leave with. The number one resource to keep in mind is Microsoft.com/project. It has the core information about Microsoft Project as a product. If you want to try Microsoft Project online, you can. There is a program called Partner-Led Trial that connects you with a partner who will set up the environment and go through proper envisioning with you. As I mentioned, Project Conference had a number of great sessions, all available at Channel 9. And right here at SharePoint Conference, this was the third and last session about Microsoft Project. And as mentioned before, we have a project booth in the expo hall, so I will be there from noon to 3. So if you have any follow-up questions, I will be glad to take them. I have literally 5 seconds. So thank you so very much. If you have any questions, then I'm happy to take them now. So please come to talk to me or come at between 12 and 3 to the project booth. Thank you very much for coming.